Look at those flowers. Mother loves flowers. Okay, We were going to take the Christmas tree down yesterday, but by the time I got to it, it was starting to get dark, and the lights are so big. I know, they are taller than me.
No, it's wonderful.
We had a really scraggly Christmas tree in our apartment.
Did you? Yes.
And by the time we got back home from Virginia, it was like so crispy. Yeah, it was like
a Charlie Brown.
Yeah, just like we like nudged it and fell apart.
I know. Bill's cousin one year.
Oh,
had
okay.
Like
Hammond.
We went over and visited him.
Oh, that's so
like
pretty.
All of the
that's beautiful.
Spine were on the floor. Like there wasn't much left of the tree.
She did a nice job.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Maybe
with the Yeri, too, right?
Yeah, these are good.
Okay, that's and so pretty.
If you want to eat the house, eat the house, because I don't know what to do with it.
Can I use a
So, Grandma, tell me about your E.F. Hutton days. Tell us the story of your E.F. Hutton days.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's funny. I can only remember up to a certain point. And then I think it's because I got married and started to have children that I had E.F. Hutton as, a company to service the telephone. Yeah, that's what I can remember.
Yeah.
But after that, I don't remember a thing.
But it was exciting. Was it exciting working in the city, or is it hard?
It was. I mean, I think that's why I gave it up.
Yeah.
Because it was too much, you know, children, and you know what
sure.
that's like.
Yeah.
So, but I was glad that I could, you know, go for a little while. But I had 5 kids, so.
Right, that's true.
They keep you busy, and then
that's true.
Your job.
And everyone scattered and all is all over the place. All your kids.
How about you? Yeah, you children here.
Yeah, so they're still.
Is this your oldest?
Yeah, Marissa is oldest.
Hi,
she's in high school.
Hi.
I remember when you were a baby, but I didn't see you since then.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe like once or twice.
You have to forgive me if I forget names.
No, it's fine. Yeah, well, you've been in Florida so many years,
and we
visited you a few times, but
yes,
now
yeah.
a little bit closer.
Yeah.
And Marissa's in high school. She's going to Brooklyn Latin. So she goes from Manhattan all the way down to Williamsburg, Brooklyn, every day. She wakes up at like 6 in the morning every day. And Kevin's still in middle school, so.
So I was at like 8:30.
Yeah.
So you train
at
school. What do? Do you walk?
Yeah, it's like 4 blocks away.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some paper plates so you guys can eat some.
Yeah.
And I'm putting fresh coffee on.
Oh,
unless
you yes, want coffee
tea.
Would be great.
What do you like? Do you want
tea? I'm fine with anything.
Milk?
Well,
it's almond milk.
Hey, Kevin. Grandma's asking.
Oh, it's Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah.
I can say Andrew.
Do you mind taking these off so she can see the flowers? Her eyesight's not all.
We have some tulips here. Some lovely tulips.
I'm trying to get flowers. If a flower will be done in 1 week.
A cut flowers?
So they have just got the tulips so you guys can keep it a little bit longer. You look great.
How do you feel though? You don't feel.
You feel good. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Let me move this to Christmas thing so you can get on.
How was your Christmas?
Good.
Oh, okay. All the kids back.
You're very
back.
Happy. You're,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bill and John came.
Okay.
And Dan.
So good.
And
girls
just
paid
too much.
Yeah.
But we're mostly together.
Oh, that's good.
So you get to talk over the phone and to people and
we went
to Dorothy
in Virginia
and
Christmas. And then we came back to city for one day because both the kids wanted to hang out with a friend.
Yeah.
And we left another day, the day after, to Cape. We need to fix a few things in the house.
You know.
So we spent kind of New Year's Eve in the Cape. Nobody there to say
hi.
Months can go by, I don't call them.
That's for you then.
No, that's okay.
It's too early to
so
eat something
I'm working on Wall Street for a similar company.
Yeah,
so.
You can have a incorporate, but this is E.F.
Hutton
sweet.
Is now
it's for dessert.
Called something else.
Keep it for yourself.
So,
yeah.
Breakfast.
Yeah, you can have a corporate.
I work for
like
for a similar company
very
though.
High for dessert for breakfast.
Every day I'm
okay,
down
that's
in New York, Wall Street. I'm working there, so I'm taking on the family tradition. And
yeah, you do it, but you do it.
Huh? Yeah, I do it.
Yeah.
Take care of the family. But it's not the same. I think when you were working in Manhattan, you probably had those automats where you open the door and you take out the food and you put the coins in. What were those called? Are those called automats?
I know what you mean.
Oh, I forgot to.
Yeah, anyway, that was very popular back then.
Yeah, but then before I knew it, it seemed to me that at one time that it ended.
Mm-hmm. Stop being popular.
And we didn't find it.
Oh, really?
You know? And we were so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because it was such a nice, easy
I think that was
oh,
a
you
cool...
drink a coffee.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Just put the
right.
coins
so
in.
Yeah.
Nice, beautiful nail.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So
Diane,
Quentin paid for you.
No, Dale does.
Oh,
does
that's a
well,
cute.
No.
Somebody did it.
Somebody did.
I thought you did leave this. No, those are your four that you've had. We brought them from Florida.
Oh.
Those are the ones that you have a story on each one, if you remember the story. It's kind of interesting.
Sometimes I remember it, sometimes
it's
I don't. You know, when you're 92.
No.
You're right.
93. You just had a birthday.
Right. Everybody.
92. It doesn't matter. You
okay.
know.
Take a plate if you want something to eat.
No,
I'm
yeah, you don't need to, right?
I guess not.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
And when was their birthday?
Two days after Christmas.
Yeah, 2 days after Christmas. But you know, it's so funny. I don't really have to remember it in any big way because people remember it for me.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
They write it down in the
yes.
little books, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to rack my brain.
Yeah.
I just have to listen.
Yeah,
right.
That's good. You're such a blessing. All this of people writing you, take care of you.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, my girls are.
Oh, they're lovely. I was enjoying this wine. It's called Nantisake wine. It's supposed to be for the
YMCA.
Jewish
YMJA.
Community.
Yeah, not YMCA.
So
corn
a little butter.
But
butter,
I saw that there's so many these old
and
people join in the gym, but
yeah.
they're all by themselves
well,
and nobody
tea.
Take care of them.
Milk.
That's really sad.
So it's yeah, that's good. You're
yeah.
able to take care of.
I just want to feel in the
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm a slow server.
Here. Look at the size of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful how kids grow?
Oh,
I think it's
you.
Wonderful.
It's
strange. When I look at the picture just like 2 years ago, they look so tiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last time, until you guys came in October, I hadn't seen Marissa since...
October.
Yeah,
same
years.
Time.
And then the last time I saw you was when we came out to see you skate.
That was a couple
but
years
you were
ago.
Only about nine, maybe?
Yeah.
Was he
yeah.
nine?
He's much
oh,
smaller.
He's
and
much
you were
smaller.
Much smaller. And then all of a sudden, the next time I saw you, you were gigantic.
He's a boy.
It's
he's a man.
Cool. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Give me a tissue, please.
Okay. Do you want some corporate?
What? Yeah,
you want some cornbread?
You want
would
some
like
cornbread?
Would you like a piece of cornbread
no.
or do you want some pie?
I need that right now, okay?
Okay, all right. She usually has cookies now.
Oh.
We don't spoil her too much.
They do.
Just a little bit. Yeah, you do.
Who made the this nice house here? This is called the gingerbread house.
Yeah, you can eat it.
You can tear it apart. After Christmas, everything is up for grabs.
Yeah,
yeah right,
exactly.
Excuse me.
So how's work going?
Good, yeah. We just got back on the 1st. So just a few days of school and work.
Me,
yeah.
I'm going to be 39. Yeah, this is Marissa.
Oh, that's Marissa. Yeah.
Mei-Ling. She's the wife.
I'm the one.
So you can't see very well, so it's fine.
It's okay.
Your hearing is really good, though, right?
Yes.
Hearing is
amazing. So when she goes to bed and we want to watch a movie, we have to put it on so low I can't hear it. He can't hear it.
Better hearing than everybody else.
It's a little challenging on that. Mm-hmm. We've tried using like the headphone plugged in.
I know. I do.
He can't hear it.
This is the extent. These are just, I have just two. Oh, so these are your great grandchildren are already. They're already teenagers.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, something. I can't believe it.
Can you imagine that all that you had five kids?
Oh, my word.
And turned out into like almost 100 people. Probably.
Do you know that's funny? I was 50 to 100 people.
No.
Somewhere in that range.
You know, well, if you count all the children, grandchildren,
and then, Graham has
and
then five kids, right?
Hi, Danny. You want some cornbread, coffee? You guys want coffee?
As much as
no, I'm okay. I had my coffee already this morning. Yeah.
Everybody's
Danny.
It's okay.
I don't have a good memory.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
I think it has something to do with age. But I try not to advertise.
But nobody's giving you tests or exams
or,
you know, you don't need to graduate from any degree. It's not like you're being pressed for...
I mean, the only thing I wouldn't mind taking would be like an art class.
Oh.
You know. But I don't feel like traveling.
Yeah.
Go to one.
Well, you can just get a paintbrush and.
Oh, I know. I've done it.
You can do something like that.
Many times.
Or just take a paper plate and start drawing. Right?
So do you guys?
Actually,
want...
little kids. That's what they do. Is they take whatever they have and they, you know, finger paint or just for the therapy. You know, it's good. It's a good feeling.
You want to
do finger painting?
I have a mug
Like
in the corner.
Just
go grab it.
Oh, yeah. Don't close that door when you're locked.
No. Oh, because I thought you were sort of artistic.
No.
No.
Anything but.
Anything but.
Someone else, maybe.
You know what he's
Dale
not.
is artistic. Has that.
He's a good
reader. She wants
reader.
To get something out of the corner. Right? Did you lock it?
Do you need it, Mei-Lin?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Sometimes you put up your chin, it works better. Because it uses a radio signal, and if you put it up to your head contains a lot of water, and it acts as a really nice antenna.
No.
So if you're further away and you can't...
it works better if you do it for the actual jug of water.
Yeah.
Wow, that's strange. How did you learn that?
All that radiation.
Watched it in a video.
Oh,
my. He didn't figure that out by himself.
No.
That's true.
I was like, genius. You're a genius in the family. I want to try that.
Marissa's the genius. Marissa's studying Latin right now.
Well, that's good. That language should come in handy.
Yeah.
I'm
not a genius if I'm not doing amazing. That comes by
instinct.
You got this newspaper about L-tray.
What about that?
I was a pray for all my, like, sisters. She started her school, I pray for. Because
the L train was shutting down.
Oh,
was
but
going to shut down for a year
that's
and
what
half,
she
and
take the
like
L train, go to school every day.
You take that one
yes.
every day? Wow.
That's
okay.
A major deal for her.
Because
oh,
otherwise
oh,
they
yes.
would, she would have had to take a bus across the bridge.
I have to tell you, I'm so oblivious in New York City. We live on Long
thing.
Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Long Islanders, so we don't really think about the city.
So funny, when you say the Long Island, just like a Graham say that.
Yeah.
Here's your coffee.
Yeah, do you want a little hit? I just
ooh,
put
yeah,
fresh
sure.
coffee out.
Yeah,
and
this is
that's my tea.
Yeah.
Oh.
This one is coffee, I think.
This one's coffee.
Yeah.
Can I
yep.
bring it in
yep.
your book?
Or if
oh.
you can add it.
Bill, do you want some coffee?
No, thanks.
Good.
Right.
And
okay.
there's half and half, I think, on the table
yep.
if you need it.
You know, it's amazing when you haven't seen people in a long time, and it's been a long time. That you have forgotten, you know, all you do is remember them as children.
I know. I was a little child.
Astonished to see that they all grown up.
I know. I was a little child when I visited you first in Florida.
I think so.
I saw the manatees swimming past your house.
Right. Yep.
And we went out on a little boat. You had the pontoon boat then.
Yes.
And we saw manatees, I think some gators.
It's actually in the fridge.
Some fish. Oh, yeah. I think, I don't know about around the house, but near, like as you're driving, you would see alligators.
Well, you know, I have
just try one. I didn't bake them, but they're really yummy.
Like, it looks so cute. Like it's too cutie to eat.
The driveway?
Don't worry about it. They taste
good. Just
eat it. They're good. They really are, actually.
Oh, yeah. You have the canal. Yeah, you're right by the canal.
Right?
Exactly.
On a canal.
Yeah. It's a great location.
So, it's real nice. Yeah.
And I always remember you were always so tan because you were always out in the sun working in the garden.
Right. Yep.
And then you'd come inside and play the organ and play the flute.
Well, I've sort of let up on those things for a while.
I think you've been playing the mouth organ, right? The harmonica.
Oh, yes. That I can still play. Yeah. I'll give you a little rendition later.
Okay, good. Well, you know how to tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile? Just say goodbye to the alligator and it'll see you later.
Crocodile?
Something like that.
You said a joke wrong, but it's okay.
Okay. So you know it, Marissa.
I thought that's a very Australian thing, right?
Yeah, crocodiles, I don't think, are available.
What do you use? You do
it's like if you see it later, then it's an alligator.
School and stuff.
Let's see.
Yeah.
It's
much better, Marissa.
Yeah.
All the stuff. Yeah. Yeah, take care of the home stuff.
So just so you know,
yeah.
I did
go to work out at the gym. Meet my friends. Go to school.
Try to
involve some
of
the school.
Sometimes
I go to
campus
school, do some volunteer.
I tried it 2 or 3 times.
Maybe it was only available.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
By the computer.
And I didn't do the link immediately, and I didn't realize. I don't do links so often, so I didn't know that it was like a time.
Oh, yeah. I thought it would be up there. But
good.
It was a nice Christmas service.
St. Patrick's Cathedral is gigantic. Was it a big crowd?
It was like a relatively big crowd. I was not nervous.
That's
though,
okay.
Just performed
so different.
At Carnegie Hall.
Well,
after that.
Yeah. And also,
right now,
we
live in Manhattan.
We knew all those songs.
Oh,
except
in Manhattan.
Yeah, we have live in Manhattan now.
Kind of just threw on us, like,
yeah, that's why we're so close. Only 1 hour to drive here.
You guys are
gonna
be
that's why we're so happy that you moved here.
Yeah,
and we can see
you
over there.
But like they gave us the
status.
Yes.
Do you need anything from Manhattan? Like good.
Yeah.
Rye bread or pastrami or.
And then
okay.
A week before that.
Okay. What type of food do you eat these days? Any
whatever my kids make.
Okay, that's nice. You're very flexible.
They're pretty good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
Daddy, what museum?
I don't want to be fussy.
Oh, at the Met.
Wow.
At the Met
well,
Museum, they had it.
This year?
Yeah.
Past this.
In like the past month, basically.
Wow, you were busy.
It was a lot of the same music.
Yeah,
right.
It was kind of
Christmas
and Hanukkah music.
There was also like some different things. And then also we also had like choreography for some dances.
Did you participate in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
It's fun. It's just very tiring. And it's like you're out of breath and you're like.
And trying
to
sing.
We had these Jewish, there's some Jewish songs. We had to hold hands.
Oh, we do
and
the
like,
Hava?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
So,
boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah.
And it goes faster and faster.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I've seen to do that. And then as we're doing that, we're singing. And then by the end, we're all out of breath. We're just like. Yeah,
trying
so,
to catch
your
breath. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she sang St. Patrick.
Cathedral.
That was so pretty.
I missed the link though. Diane sent me the link.
Oh, okay.
But I waited a couple of days and tried to hook into it because I just, you know, I get busy and I forget.
Yeah.
And it didn't work anymore.
No.
Actually, from that, it was like zoomed in on the choir. It was much better to see it online than from where I was sitting.
He was like, all the way in the back.
I couldn't get a good seat.
Right.
I was sitting way in the back behind this column.
No, they had like TVs.
Yeah, but you could see on the TV.
It was a live recording. Right. So the people
did anybody put it up on YouTube? Because that
would be. No, that might be.
They're well. Dan and Diane. Yeah.
How would you go about finding out?
We visited them. Yep. My mom and dad. We saw them. They're in good health. They're fine.
They just are,
we went with them.
One PC.
They live in Lynchburg, Virginia. PC. So we went there over Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
And nice. We drove around
are
to Thomas Jefferson's summer home. And that was a nice little historical place. And it was a beautiful day. It was blue sky. Wow. It was like 50 degrees. So we could walk outside and it was very nice.
Yeah, it is on YouTube.
And
it is?
Yeah.
My sister Sarah's children were there as well.
Yeah.
So some other of your great grandchildren. And so the cousins were hanging out and playing. That was nice. We went on some long walks. And
family is so important as you get older.
Little cowboy guitar.
Yeah.
It really stimulates you.
Back then, Roy Rogers, you don't know him, but if you look up online, he's there. He was a famous TV.
I'm always astonished. I can't believe that.
And everybody had a Roy Rogers hat, a Roy Rogers guitar.
Right.
And I must have been and I asked grandma.
It just seems like
We have a lot of happy times to look back on, right?
With steel strings.
Very happy time.
And
because
it was
a big family.
It had six strings, but it was really the, I don't know, you know the frets,
just
okay?
Keep in touch.
The strings were very high off the frets, so you really had to push.
And you've lived through many decades, like some famous decades of, you lived through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and 90s.
And then your finger.
My fingers have these
in the last century. You know, now it's the 21st century.
But I learned how to play some guitar. It's
2019. Now,
but it's just like,
did you ever think that you would see 2019? It seems like a science fiction type of year, right?
I never think of
really. So what is? How do I find it on YouTube? Because I have YouTube on the TV now.
So
watch everything.
I mean, it comes like as a
all
show.
All you have to do is look at YPC Cathedral.
YPC. Oh, St. Patrick.
It just seems like
Cathedral.
It happened over.
Or St. Patrick's Cathedral.
But
and it's the one that's from
like
the most recent.
What would be the most recent concert?
Yeah. And you've taken care of so many people.
Now they take care of me.
Right.
But it's really nice.
You know, it's like
I
also
look back
at
the time when I was having children.
On YouTube, it's just the
I kept thinking,
is it just your school?
Oh, it's going to be
it's
like when I get older.
We watch everything on.
It's always something.
You know, we only have basic.
Well, taking care of little kids is so hard.
And the rest is,
it's hard to imagine anything else.
People,
and then very quickly it's over.
When I was at your house a number of years ago, we went to that sushi restaurant, it was freezing cold. We came back to your house and you had YouTube showing all kinds of stuff and I didn't even know what YouTube was.
You look at us.
Okay, so we'll get on YouTube and
so now where are you guys living?
No, on
95th Street.
Okay, now you
on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
How long have you been there?
7 years.
Oh, really?
7 years.
It's much easier.
And I've been working on Wall Street, so commuting back and forth.
Still.
All that
time.
We haven't
lived on 95th Street for 7 years.
Okay, so 3 years on 95th Street, and then 4 years on 70th Street.
You guys are city folk.
So
I know we are.
We've now adapted to the city.
I was such a country girl.
But,
still
a lot of traffic,
yeah.
Although I take the subway.
Oh, it is.
There's no traffic on the subway.
The city makes you laugh busy, lots of things to do, the country just makes you calm. The railroad, the fresh air, the growth, the animals, the Coney Island.
And what he was a motorman on that line.
Go down.
They both.
It was your father?
Yeah, my father was for many years.
Yeah.
You guys are good. There it is. There it is.
And then, wow, what astonishes
you. Which one is you?
Is how many years go by.
A city.
Right.
Yeah.
Before you know it, they older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to the point where they don't have to work anymore.
Right.
Stuff like that. So, but it's nice. I mean, when you think of the happy times.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back at the differences that life made. And you know, another thing is, did you notice, oh, it didn't come that way, where I used to live?
In Brooklyn,
yeah.
It was like Avenue
M.
M.
Yeah.
Avenue M.
And East 2nd Street was where we lived.
Ah. And what was your family name back then? Do you remember?
My dad's name was Augel.
Augel. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Augel. And then you moved out to Long Island. You moved to the suburbs, right?
Yeah.
And then it was... the city kind of came to you as the city grew.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of left Brooklyn.
Right.
I was a safe here.
Actually, with my second husband, that's when I came to Long Island more, you know.
And he was a farmer of some kind?
Yes,
he had some land and then you guys left for Florida, I remember.
Right, yeah. That's where we ended up living in Florida. But unfortunately, he didn't live long enough to really enjoy it.
Oh, really? Shame. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, he was much older than me.
Oh, he was older than you by...
Yeah. So, but he was a good man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He tried hard.
Yeah.
That's what counts. But... the things that really happen, it's astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find that?
I do, yeah.
You know, as you look back, that so many years could go by. And things that you never thought you would see or hear.
Right, oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, what you're hearing right now is Marissa singing at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Really?
We've recorded it.
St. Patrick's.
Yeah. That's right across the street from the big Christmas tree at Rockefeller Plaza. It was really beautiful. And it was all decorated for Christmas. And the echo, the cathedral echoes and, you know, for singing. It's like a wonderful place for singing.
She's been doing that for years.
Yeah. This is now her like fifth year. And she sang at Carnegie Hall. She sang at other places that are
nice.
So it's and it's a big group, so a lot of people get to participate. You know, unlike a solo or playing the violin where it's so hard to get, exposure. So it's nice. And they're children, so they get, good training in singing and music, theory. And that's important.
And it's really good that they know each other and participate.
They're in it together as a team. Yeah, they learn that teamwork.
I think that's wonderful. And I know Marissa has been in it for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she has. No, I think your example of learning new instruments over time. And I think I remember you learned the flute at age, I think, 75 or 80 or something like that.
But then I gave it up.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Because I went to something else.
Yeah.
And I started to play the organ.
Yeah.
And I played for church quite a while.
Oh, yeah, you played for years.
Yeah, quite a few years.
I remember you had an organ at home, too.
Oh, yeah, I still have it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is that... When you don't use something often enough, you can lose it.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, so I don't play at home as much as I really should. Every once in a while I think to myself, I should get busy and start playing again.
Oh, yeah.
Really practicing, you know. But then I don't know why, but I give up.
Do you ever play music in your mind? Just like you sort of like your fingers go a little bit in your mind?
Yeah.
Creates some music.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny when that second church that I belonged to, and I was playing. They were going from place to place, always moving into a newer place.
Okay.
So it kind of disturbed me. And then finally they moved to Long Island, and way out, like, east. I forget what town it is, but it's a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small church. And I was glad to help them out.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, what they were doing, that I felt they would sit me in a corner of the church with the instrument.
Okay.
And I couldn't quite hear what was going on at the time.
Okay.
So it got very annoying, and I finally gave it up.
Yeah.
I gave up the organ altogether at the church. But I did love it when I was doing it for many years. But there comes a time when it's older.
Yeah, no, you should be listening to music, not necessarily generating it, right? Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
And music is a really powerful language.
Do you play?
Yeah. So I played the saxophone for many years.
Oh, nice.
It was a fun instrument. I haven't done it much. And a little bit of the piano.
Oh,
but we don't have a piano at home. So, but I enjoy listening to music, and I think it's good to learn some kind of instrument when you're young, I think, just to appreciate it. So when you hear somebody playing, you can imagine how difficult it is. Or,
you know. You know, I don't know, learning to play is so different than just learning to look at it and read it,
yeah.
You know? So.
No, I still, if I'm like in the train or something, I'll do the fingering for the saxophone in my mind it's playing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a...
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You probably do that with your finger, you know, your mind is like playing something in the organ.
Absolutely.
And that's a pleasure.
You never kind of let go of it completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always like trying to keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was just a shame that I didn't. But I could have. If I had tried, I would have seen.
You, many, many years you were playing, so that's.
Yeah.
Don't have any regrets for not playing now.
Not really, because. But in a way, I have regrets that it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, where I would have still been there, you know. Well, things happen, you know. How long have you been playing the saxophone?
I think I started when I was 12, so
really?
Yeah, quite a few years.
Wow.
And I got lessons. I remember once a week going, and then I would practice, and I played in an orchestra for a while.
Wonderful.
So that was fun. Yeah. And it's nice to play with other people.
Oh, yes.
I think it's, you learn from other people, you sort of...
I know what you mean, yeah. It kind of helps you develop ease, you know, where you don't freeze up and you don't make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
Because you...
And other people can cover you if you do make a mistake.
Yeah, you're right. Boy.
I'm going to use the restroom. Bathroom.
Hey, Mom. Just so you know, Mom, we have Marissa's concert on YouTube. So after you meet the visit, later when they leave, I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Yes.
We have it on now. It's so pretty.
The nice thing is you can see Marissa in it.
Oh, nice.
I'll have to show you. Your great-granddaughter in there. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I have a lot of...
Is that thing still on?
Nice.
I say, is that thing still on?
I have a lot of wonderful grandkids.
You certainly do.
I have a lot of them I didn't remember.
Yes.
Would you like
they
a little piece of...
Out
right. All of a sudden, they're here, you know.
Do you want a little piece of blueberry pie?
Yeah, a little piece.
I'll put it on a piece on a plate for you.
You know, it's funny how you contemplate playing the instrument. You're doing it in your head almost all the time to practice. And then boom, all of a sudden, something happens and you can't play anymore with an orchestra.
Thank you so much. And now for a new arrangement of Joy to the World.
But it was good what you did.
Oh, this is
so
cute.
You felt like you were doing something worthwhile.
And get a spoon. Oh, you have a spoon.
Yeah, I did.
Well, how's the interview going? When did you decide to do that? Yeah.
So, you know how NPR does those StoryCorps stories?
Yes, yes, yes.
They have a little app that you can just set to record whatever. And then it goes, it publishes to that website that'll be stored forever.
Mom, wait one second. I'm just going to cover your white shirt. Remember
how we did last night? So, you know, on NPR, there's a show called StoryCorps that kind of plays people's stories. Anyway, they have an app that will also just record different little stories that you can edit or not edit.
I'll save this for later.
Load it onto their server, and it'll be stored there.
Wow. I have watched some of those shows that they have.
Yeah. And it's not going to go on NPR or anything, but it'll just be for ourselves.
Oh, I like that one. That's jazzy. I'm
sorry. Oh, this is a cool choreography.
Oh, that's what they call their choreography when they have the
emotions and stuff? Yeah. It's just different motions.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have a lot of room to do a lot of dancing.
No.
But... Do they do this dances and stuff? In New York City?
Yeah,
all different places. So this is at St. Patrick's Cathedral. They do it for different groups. A lot of the people in the audience are parents, though. Of course, right?
Of course. You people have to root for your kids.
Yeah.
Here's your cookies, and if you want to just eat what you want. Would you guys like one? These are her favorites.
I'll take one, yeah.
These are her all-time favorites. Take two. You have like boxes of them.
Yeah. Do you have some hot water?
Sure. Give me a sec to make it.
Sorry. Do you have to make it?
Well, in the little hot pot.
Oh, sorry.
You still like chocolate, Grandma?
Hmm?
You still like chocolate?
Oh. Who couldn't like chocolate all their life?
Right. No better chocolate she refused.
Yeah, don't ever refuse chocolate, right?
Absolutely.
And you still enjoy ice cream from time to time?
Oh, ice cream, my.
What are some flavors you like, or what flavors do you like?
Chocolate.
It's easy.
Is this a tea that you bought and Diane gave me? Did you give this to me?
No.
Okay, just wonder.
Yeah.
Because it's loose tea, and I know you do loose tea.
Mm-hmm. I have so lots of loose tea.
Yeah,
is it a green tea?
It smells delicious. It's really good.
Is that green tea or loose tea?
This is a Korean style of tea.
Barley tea.
Yes.
Might be barley. Yeah. It's like maybe it's green. It's green tea plus some extra stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Green tea.
I tried it a couple of times. I actually like it.
Yeah. If
you
go to
the green tea. Do you want a new tea?
No, I'm fine. I have a mug here. Just need to add some water.
Oh yeah, here's the core.
By the way, Marissa, how's your parents?
My father passed away last year.
Oh.
Exactly around this time.
How did your marriage with her gone so long?
Very young.
It was hard. Yeah.
Did the kids cooperate?
Yeah.
They did okay, but I couldn't really
get
keep track
cancer.
Of them as easily.
Stop
again.
I was
going to
say, that's
they're all over the city.
Oh, my mom now is she doing good. She's fine.
She's doing good.
Oh, I love
that.
Yes.
That's good, Marissa. I'm gonna look at it again, but I like that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
It was very energetic and really nice.
That's what I like. Energetic.
Kids.
Is it in Manhattan?
Oh, so that was the whole thing.
Yeah,
then?
In St. Patrick's and.
Okay, now just leave it.
So these are city kids. We're now city kids.
No? Okay. Sorry. They should have one in Carnegie Hall, huh?
Well, they didn't record it in Carnegie Hall.
I wish they had.
Yeah.
That can watch.
Very cool. Still play most of them.
Well, you know how to get to Carnegie Hall. Practice.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
That's how you get there.
I love this. Yeah. It's cute. But when you're busy with kids, it's... You don't have the time, really.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, it's funny, anytime I hear about that kind of music, I think of you.
Yeah.
you know?
Thank you. Yeah, Marissa has a lot of, gets a lot of joy out of it.
And
yeah, she has friends that are doing it with her.
So do you have any other plans for today? Yeah. Are you heading back or are you going
out? We're heading back. Kids
have to stuff
study.
Going on,
they have to study for tests.
Well,
do some homework.
Kevin has a,
homework.
Has a date with his friends. Not a date, but like a...
Yes. Kevin, you still go to see
Kevin's, 13.
No, am I going to Stella's house?
Only 13? Like, I don't know why I thought he was older.
40th Street?
Yeah, I can get there.
Who's the next one?
And then Marissa is 14.
Yeah.
And Mei Ling is 39, 38.
She's
38.
In Chinese, I'm 40.
Yeah. Because in China, you're 1 year old when you're born.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's your first. Your first year.
Yeah,
so
they can. So I already counted 1 year.
Yeah.
So you sort of add a little bit.
Believe me, having counted months and weeks for pregnant women, I to the life of me can't always explain how far along am I. Well, you're 40 weeks. What is that in months?
Right.
Okay, huh? And then you birth the baby. Well, is he 3 weeks old or what? You know, it's after a while, I just...
Have you had any births? Or are you still
involved? Well, I'm retired, but I have a lady that I delivered those three gorgeous kids up on the picture.
So
Merry Christmas. I delivered all three of those, and she's on number four. And she lives close by, so I'm going to be her helper. I'm not going to be her midwife. But I want to be at her birth, and she wanted me there. And I was like, I'm going to be here.
So you used to have your old clinic?
Yeah, my own office.
Your
old
office,
my own set of patients, and you know.
So you've given that over.
So you sell your business
point,
to
or?
Someone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's three younger midwives that took it over. They actually took over the office. They signed a 3-year lease because the office was fairly inexpensive and it's easy to get to. Kings Park is pretty easy to get to.
Yeah,
it's off of Parkways.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I had a sublet office in Huntington, which you've been to probably.
Mm-hmm.
Was so much harder to get to. It was like 11 miles from home.
Yeah.
And snow, they never shoveled the way they shovel around here.
Okay.
So it was always hard on the women. I was always canceling office hours in the winter.
Okay.
So I looked and found a nice place here by the train station.
Oh, there's a train station here.
Oh yeah, this is a direct line to Jamaica Station.
Oh.
And then from Jamaica into the city. So if you ever want to come out,
we can take a train.
You can take a train.
Oh, I was thinking.
Is it F to Jamaica or something like that? What is that?
Yeah, F goes all the way to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so pass by Queens, pass by all this.
Yeah, Jamaica is part of Queens.
And then you have
to
go north.
And then you take Long Island Railroad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long Island Railroad comes right out to Kings Park.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's a shock to me.
It's like half a mile.
So do people go work in the city to live here?
This is a commute.
You know, we had, I don't know if you remember, we had an elevated train, you know, above the ground train.
Right.
Yeah, that was behind her house.
The trolley car.
Right.
Well,
hey,
they did away with the trolley car.
Sure
no
right.
Okay.
And then all
just
of a sudden,
one
they
small piece.
Going to
very small.
I got a little
to
one
to try
here.
To get to.
Well, it's not super
to get.
But you know what?
Is this the Coney Island one?
I guess so.
It
was gone. They
you
did
will do more
with
exercise
it.
Tomorrow.
No?
Oh, is it traveling underneath the L train?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've seen those tracks. They still have the tracks.
I say to you every year.
I say the same. I said that for years. Finally, I stopped saying it.
You
trying to eat more.
Yeah.
But you were healthy.
So that was kind of a shock after all those years.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, people take buses. They have their own cars.
It.
Maybe that's what happened.
The buses took
now, where do you keep your car? Do you have a special garage for them, like under your building or something?
Yeah, nearby. It's
nearby.
A few blocks away, actually.
Five blocks away.
Five blocks.
How many years do you have in EF
Hutton?
He's in EF Hutton.
I
work at a company that's similar to E.F. Hutton.
Okay.
I think that's what.
I thought he worked for
and,
I thought you did when I was there.
It's now become, I think, Citibank. So I think through the years it was acquired and merged, and I think it's a part of Citibank.
Yeah.
So if you,
just remember,
if you pass by a Citibank, that's your legacy.
Oh,
if you, if you hadn't done such a good job handling those phone calls, it wouldn't be around. Their ATMs wouldn't be in existence.
Yeah, I guess so.
Everybody plays a part, however small, right? Mm-hmm. And raising children and doing all the work you did.
And we're always capable of doing those kind of things. For some reason or other, it works out.
Did you ever read her autobiography?
No.
Your mom has a copy of it.
Oh, really?
I have a copy of it somewhere, but I don't know if I could print a copy for you.
Oh, yeah, I could. If you email it, that would be great.
All right, maybe I'll take
it. If it's online.
Yeah. It's interesting. I came across it when we were compiling papers to make sure I brought
When did she write it?
Years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about 15...
Your autobiography, wow.
You remember writing that? Diane asked you to write it?
Published.
You know, I don't remember
Published